it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This is the stinking truth.
Okay. After the Broncos beat the Giants on Sunday, Sean Payton was saying how much respect he has for the Giants, and he said he talked to one of the Giants owners and said, hey, listen, you got something there in Jackson Dart, and we were really hoping that we wouldn't see him, that you'd make the switch to Jackson Dart after we had played you, which, you know, many of us correctly took as to him throwing shade at Russell Wilson. Well, apparently Russell Wilson took it the same way, because he responded on Twitter by saying, classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media. Hashtag let's ride.
Yeah. That's the same guy that the reports were he wouldn't give his cell phone number to the players that he played with, right? That they had to connect with Russ through his intermediary or whatever. Is that right? Did I get that right? Listen, there is no question, and I love Sean Payton because he adheres to my number one philosophy in life, which is I'm a gracious loser, but when it comes to winning, I'm a dick. And that's exactly what Sean Payton feels like. Like, he is so glad he feels like he's winning, that he dumped Russell Wilson, dumped that gigantic contract. Everybody was pearl clutching. Oh my gosh, the Broncos will never win again, having to carry all that dead cap money of Russ. Oh, what are we going to do? There were so many people in Denver, Colorado that thought that Russ was the answer. And Sean Payton basically said, up yours. Russ is not going to be a part of this football team. And I love that he feels like he won. And I love the fact that he is so snarky that he can't just praise Jackson Dart. He's got to throw some shade Russ's way. And I think that I'm here for it. I think it's awesome. And by the way, I'll say this as well. For Russell Wilson, I've always said that Russell has this toxic positivity that just sucks. Like, I hate it. And as a player, I believe there are times where you should be miserable, Like, as a like my NFL experience, I probably didn't enjoy it as much as I wish I would have, because I was miserable and I was being punished. When we didn't play well, I got punished and we got punished. I'll tell you one of the great punishment stories in the history of punishment stories. Okay.
Story time with Stink.
Story time with Stink. So I am playing for the Denver Broncos and I have this Reebok contract. And I think they gave us like part of the Reebok contract was we got $20,000 a year of merchandise from the Reebok catalog. And it $20,000 back then was a lot of money, but it was $20,000 at cost. So it was like triple what you could normally get. Like everybody got tennis shoes and stuff for Christmas. Like it was big. So my son is going into his, I think he was going to be 12. And that was the first year you go from rubber bottom cleats to the metal spikes.
Yep.
And all the kids wanted the metal spikes because really the thing they liked most about them was clicking through the parking lot. Yep. You know, they thought it sounded really cool. So we played, we had this team. I coached this team called the Silver Falcons, and they were, you know, white uniforms with royal blue and silver piping. And he's flipping through the Reebok catalog and he comes across these cleats, right? And these cleats are the Reebok metal spike bottoms and they're royal blue. So they're going to match the uniform perfectly. And he brings the catalog to me and goes, Dad, can I get these? And so, you know, being the thoughtful parent that I am, I said, well, listen, you know, I saw it as an opportunity. I go, I'll get you these cleats, but you're going to have to make a guarantee to me. You're going to have to play like locked in, focused at 12 years old the entirety of the time, because you're going to wear these cleats out. You'll be the only person on your team that doesn't have black cleats on. And so you're going to single yourself out. So I expect you to be not only the best player, because you are the best player, but I expect you to be singularly focused at every game.
Fair ask, I think.
Of course I will. Yes, Dad, no problem. So, of course, we're in the middle of the season, and he's playing outfield, and I can see him not paying attention. And a ball gets hit in the outfield. You know, he's digging for four-leaf clovers, and he's like, oh, he can't find the ball right now. He's, like, all over the place. And the ball lands behind him. You know, he just doesn't track it at all. And it was because he wasn't paying attention. So now I'm livid. And I'm pissed off and I clean up the dugout and I have this big truck and he's in his mom's car and she's waiting. And I walk up and she's looking at me through the window like, no. I walk right to the passenger side and I didn't even say, I just looked at him. I went like this, get in the truck. And my wife's like, oh, don't be mean to our 12-year-old boy. I go, in the truck right now. So I get him in the truck, and I read him the riot act, right? Like a disappointed, lack of focus, lack of it. You know, you're the best player on the team. I expect more from you type of thing, right?
Yeah.
So anyhow, I end up suspending him for one game from the shoes. So that's it. You're going to have to wear your old rubber bottom black shoes that are worn out and there's holes in the toes because you pitch and everything else. You're going to have to wear those next game. So, you know, the next game he comes out in his black shoes and he's, you know, his lips dragging on the ground and, oh, woe is me. I don't have my cool spikes. I'm not allowed to play him. So anyhow, that was the punishment. I thought it was a fair punishment. So he accepts the punishment. Now, fast forward to the preseason. We're playing the Buffalo Bills. And the deal is, when I played in the NFL, it's not like today's NFL where it's soft as shit. Yeah, it was hard. And like, if you lost, even in the preseason, you got punished. You lost, you had to come in the next day. You got to watch the film with the coach. He'd be up your ass about every little detail, right? You had to go out and run and lift and do all those things. And your whole day, Monday, was taken up. They took up your whole day. They made you miserable. So it was incentive to go out there and win. So we're playing the Buffalo Bills, and our starting offense goes down the field a couple of times. We end up scoring two touchdowns. I think we're up 14-0 or 14-3 when we come out. Well, the crappy backups we had gave up the score, gave up the panties, and the next thing you know, like, we lose this game. So I roll out of the locker room. We had this big like conversion van, and Lisa, my wife, and the three kids are outside, and I'm like, let's load up, you know. And so we go trudging through all the fans and stuff, and I'm not like signing autographs or anything. I'm like, let's go. Got pissed because I got to go into work tomorrow, right? And so we walk in and we get in the van and boom, down I-25 we are, and I'm and not saying a word, you know, and everybody in the car is quiet. And my son says, Dad. And I was like, yeah, Daniel. And he goes, I'm going to need your shoes. and we all just started busting up laughing because he's just like, man, you played like shit.
I'm going to need your shoes.
So, you know, we ended up getting punished. I mean, that's just the way it was back then. And so I believe you've got to be a little bit miserable, right? And this toxic positivity of Russ just drives me crazy. Yeah. And I've told you this before. I've been in a meeting with him where he had said in the paper, like in a moment of honesty that, you know, I'm sure he regretted at the time. He said, hey, man, I got to play better. This is when he was in Denver. Yeah. And I had the Denver Broncos Raiders game. And so I run up, you know, and I've got the newspaper and I'm like, hey, Russ, right here. It says right here, hey, man, I've got to play better. And I said, so I put it down. I go, give me some specifics of things that you need to do better.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And he's like, well, you know, we need to in the Reds. And I go, no, I didn't say we. I said you. What do you need to do better? And he goes right back into his dissertation that was planned. Like, well, we have to when we get into. And I'm like, dude, we. You're not a French waiter. What do you have to? And he wouldn't answer the question. He flat wouldn't answer it. And I thought to myself, disingenuous, man, you should be miserable at times. You should get punished for losing. It should suck. It should suck down to your core when you lose. And that's part of it that to me is part of why a lot of people can't play this game, because it is tough. So I was happy to see Russ go after Sean Payton. I was happy to see him actually be a human because, you know, he's such a cornball and he's such a, oh, everything's positive. You know, we're going to be, let's ride, you know, and all the stuff that he does that to me is a bit disingenuous and makes him kind of non-human. He's almost an alien. And I was happy. Good for you, Russell Wilson, to drop a set of testicles and go after Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Because I think you should. I think you should. You have been challenged, and I think it's a good thing.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.